So if you've got your Bible, turn to Romans chapter 14, 1 through 15 is where we're headed. The Bible tells us that Jesus is Lord. And in Christianity today, a lot of people know Jesus as Savior. They never get to the Lordship of Jesus. Who is He really in your life? Some people, they just don't say, well, they say they don't like to praise the Lord. You know, they feel self-conscious. And some of them won't. And a lot of it is because they have not come into the Lordship of who Jesus is. And if you were to just step back just one verse into 13:14, that scripture says, "But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." And so, to make Jesus Lord, you have to get out of the flesh. You have to bring yourself into the Spirit, because Jesus told the woman at the well, the day would come when my people will worship me in the Spirit of truth. Amen? And so in order to know God, you have to know God through the spiritual realms, not through the flesh. So many Christians, they just never ever get out of the flesh enough to really discover the things of God fully while they're on this earth. And so we're going to study a little bit about the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Verse 1, chapter 14 says, "Him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations." Now, weak people will try to bring around arguments about what they believe to try to cover up what's in their spirit. And so that scripture is saying, don't argue with them about, oh, well, you know, I'm a Catholic and we believe this and that, and I'm a Mormon. You just ignore those things when people talk to you like that. And if they say something like that, you just say, well, you know, Christians believe the Bible says this, and let it go. But don't get into great arguments about what they think. In verse 2, it says, "For one believeth that he may eat all things, and another who is weak eateth herbs." And so, in Christianity today, you've got a whole bunch of veggie eaters. And you know, they can't base it on the Bible, because Jesus ate lamb, didn't he? Didn't Jesus eat fish? Now, there were some things in the Old Testament that God told them not to eat. And there were food laws. And, of course, they didn't have refrigerators and things of that sort. And so it was dangerous to eat pork back in those days and things of that nature. So, but we know that Jesus ate lamb and Jesus ate fish. So he was a meat eater. He ate live things is what I'm getting at. So if you're a meat eater and you come in contact with someone that is one of these types, You don't argue with them about it. Just let it go. Just let it go. And let them reason what's right and wrong. But if you come in contact, you just simply speak the word, not in an authoritative way, to bring about an argument or anything. Just quietly speak the word and love them. That's the main thing. Don't come across as I'm superior to everybody. Amen? And so we know that Jesus is Lord. And we know that spiritual immaturity will never, ever, ever stand in the place of being in Jesus Christ as Lord. They won't do it because they just rove around in the flesh all the time. Amen? And so, verse 3, let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let him that eateth with Edith not judge him, for God hath received him. And so we need to stand in our position as Christians to understand that Jesus Christ loves us and that he has brought us about to this stage of our life to be witnesses. Now, you can never witness to Jesus unless you know him through the Spirit. This is why 99% of your Christians never talk about Jesus. They never witness about him. They never speak his name out in public places because they can't. The flesh will not lift up the name of Jesus. It's by the Spirit of the living God. So what I want you to do is to go on down to verse 8 in that chapter. And that verse says, for whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord. And so the Bible, throughout the New Testament, talks about a death of the flesh. It talks about putting away the old man and putting on the new man. It talks about overcoming the things of the flesh. And if a Christian couldn't do those things, then we would not expect it from them. But they can. They can overcome the flesh. Because if the Bible says that we can, then we can, right? But how do we do this? We have to die to the flesh. How do you die to the flesh? You deny it. You deny it. The things that you used to do, you have to get authority over those areas of your life. And you have to just put your foot on the necks of those devils that are tempting and drawing for you to do those things. And some things are more are harder than other things to get authority over. But it's not impossible. It's God working with your will and you giving God your will that will cause you to die to those things. It's living unto God instead of yourself. It's really living in righteousness, the righteousness of God. And you have to walk into that. It's a learning thing. This is one of the reasons why we come to church, is to learn about Jesus and how to be a good Christian. And if you deny yourself fellowship, then what happens is you end up a weak Christian and you can't live for God very well. And then as you get weaker, the devil jumps on your corner and the devil begins to draw you into old things. And you know, it only takes one time sometimes for him to come rushing in and get control of your vessel. One time. To do something. I remember many years ago, I used to smoke just like everybody. I never liked it. And so I would smoke for a couple of weeks and then I would quit because I didn't like the taste in my mouth and I didn't like waking up tasting that. It felt like a million horses had ridden through your mouth during the night, you know. And but when I would quit, you quit for a couple of weeks and all of a sudden an event happens, a friend or some party or something happens that you're there And a friend starts smoking and gives you one, and you take the first drag you have to go through, all of it all over again of quitting, the withdrawal, everything. And it's not easy. And each time you try to quit and get back on the wagon, let me tell you, it gets harder. But it's not impossible to quit, because I quit before I knew the Lord. And some people, though, have a habit that they've had all of their lives, 20, 25-year habit. And those habits are more difficult than somebody that just smokes a little bit, you know. But in drinking and smoking and using profanity and the things that we did before we became Christians, these are the areas that we need to start working on with God to bring His righteousness into our life. And we have to give ourselves to the divine ownership of Jesus Christ Himself. He owns us. Whenever we asked Jesus to save us, He did. But what did He save us from? He saved us from ourselves.